Aucklanders are trying to come to terms with the horrific discovery of the remains of two young children near Manurewa. Police have confirmed the bodies of two children aged between 5 and 10 years old were found in two suitcases bought at a storage unit auction. Jonty Dine reports.
Neighbours in Clendon are shaken. This man, who lives opposite the family, says the neighbourhood is reeling.
Horrified. Yeah. It's not good. Not good at all. Like, all of it just comes as a big shock. Totally.
The family, who police say are not connected to the case, bought the contents of the storage unit in an online auction before taking them home and making the grisly find. The neighbour says he's devastated for them.
I wouldn't like to be in their shoes, you know, go and purchase something online and end up finding a gruesome, horrifying sight like that.
Detective Inspector Tofilau Fa'amanuia Vailua says the remains were likely to have been in storage for several years. He will not confirm whether the children were related and says it is a difficult investigation.
We are looking at canvassing and collecting CCTV, but given the period of time that we've just indicated, it's going to be a challenge in itself. Maybe a lot of CCTV might be lost already.
Mr. Vailua says the police are speaking with Interpol, but the victims have relatives in New Zealand and the first priority is to contact them.
There are relatives out there that aren't aware that their loved ones have deceased, especially two young children. As for the investigation team, I'll talk to them. There are a number of them who are parents. This is no easy investigation. And no matter how long or how many years you serve and investigate horrific cases like this, it's never an easy task.
He says the case is also emotionally difficult.
I'm myself a parent of young kids, but we have a job to do and we're doing our very best to conclude the inquiry and establish exactly what happened to these two young children.
Manurewa Papakura Ward Councillor Daniel Newman says the case casts a shadow over a good community.
Clendon Park is a community where families, working families, do it tough. But there's pride, there's resilience, there's dignity in those communities. And for this to occur is just shocking.
Mr. Newman has some advice for the neighbourhood.
Cooperate with the police and their inquiries. Support the investigation. Support the family that has been so appallingly affected by it. And for our community to show resilience at this difficult time, because Clendon Park is better than this.
Police say they are following positive lines of inquiry to find those responsible.